Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Schmuddel, SMH.
No,
Schmuddel.
Don't
Dylan,
get happy.
Our
don't
social.
Hang
on a second. Don't hang on just a second,
you're
okay?
Like, yay, Schmuddel.
Hang on a second. Okay. You and I haven't chatted today.
No.
In fact, I've not even seen you in person.
Don't yeah,
you've
know.
Been in hiding. Hang on a second.
So don't be like, yay, Schmuddel.
What's up? He just came back from Orlando.
He's so sad. Did you watch his video?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
he's
no.
so sad.
Oh,
and I know, because my friend Mark Schneider, remember, he lost the foosball tournament in Arvada.
It's horrible.
So sad as well. Yeah. These guys, when they're athletes like this, foosball, paintball, any kind of balls.
Athletes. You call that athletes?
Wait, what?
It's like ping pong.
Wait, foosball?
Yes.
Well, you can't say that.
Foosball, paintball, none of that's athletic.
What are you kidding?
They're out there running around, hiding behind crap, shooting.
Look at, you know why he's so skinny? Because he's an athlete.
Let's go back to Schmuddel. I had no idea that you were a little bit depressed today.
Yeah, I'm pretty sad.
Yeah, so what happened down there? You go down. No, let me explain. Yeah. It's the World Cup of paintball. You have two teams here from the Denver area. Yep. You're on one of the teams. You guys go down there and you get your clock cleaned.
Yeah. The team that I'm not on didn't even make it to the playoffs.
We don't care about.
Look at it.
He's like, I wanted you to know, Jamie, that not the other team didn't make it.
Well, we made it to the playoffs, and then we got eliminated in our second game. We went up 3-1 on the team that we were playing.
Yeah.
And then we got a bunch of majors, and in paintball, if it's 5-on-5, and if you get a penalty, they pull you and other players out. And, you know,
so it's just bad reffing.
5-on-3.
Jamie.
No, it was, this player was just cheating.
That's what I was about to get to because Jamie told me that you posted a couple of videos while you were down there, and all you did was just bitch and moan.
And blame.
The other team was cheating.
No, the referees weren't cheating.
The referees weren't counting it when the other team was hit.
Right.
They just rub it off and they get to stay in the game. And, and you just made excuse after excuse.
Excuse
after excuse.
Yeah.
And Jamie even pointed it out to me like, boy, he's not going to come back in a good mood.
No, because he was just... the refs, oh my God, the guy didn't even get paint on him.
Yeah.
There's one guy is like got kickback splash, but he got called out.
On his team, on Dill's team.
Yeah, on Dill's team,
So you called that cheating.
So that was, that was sad.
Yeah, well, if you wipe off hits, you're cheating.
Why would they be cheating against you and not the other teams?
No, that makes no sense, Dill.
No,
my teammate was getting shot and trying to stay in the game, and he kept cheating. I was mad at my teammate, not at the other team.
Oh.
He kept wiping off his paint?
Yeah, he would get shot.
Wait, your own teammate was cheating?
Yeah, that's why we lost. That's even worse. Yeah,
because
we got penalties because he was cheating.
Oh, penalties.
So it seems to me, I was watching this stuff, it seems to me it's really hard to tell if you get hit or not because there's so much splashback from the blow-up dolls.
Yeah, I mean, you get used to like kind of how it feels and like you start to be able to sense it.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on to another question for you because... You, in order to do this, it cost almost $2,000. Mm-hmm. You don't make a big wage here working for us. And that's a whole different topic. But you don't make enough money here in order to pay for it. So you had to borrow $1,200 of the $1,900 from one of your teammates. Now, what kind of payment plan are we on right now?
Give Chaz all my paychecks and don't eat any food for months paycheck.
Do we need a GoFundMe?
We should have done that.
Maybe we should.
I should be all right. Yeah.
Oh, so
we could.
I mean, is there a payment plan though, or I mean, will he let you like take some time to pay it?
Yeah. I'm trying to pay him off before Christmas.
You think there's another trip in the future, or you just need to give this up?
No, I'm going to keep playing. But first, next one's in March.
Are you going to stay on the same team with the Wiper Offers?
Yeah.
That's your name. You shouldn't change your name to the Wiper Offers.
Everyone cheats in paintball. It's just if you're good at it or not.
Let me go. But why don't you change the name to the Wiper Offers?
The Colorado Wiper Offers.
Yeah. That won't throw up any flags with the refs.
No, not at all. I like that name better. Yeah,
they'll just be like they're Wiper Offers. That's what they do.
So how long are you going to be in this, like, little blue state that you're in?
Probably a week.
And is this paintball thing like a phase?
No, I've been playing paintball since I was 11.
I know, but don't you think maybe...
No, it's never going to... It's part of my life forever.
It's a lifestyle.
Life forever. Really? Yeah.
It's paintball forever, man!
Forever!
So you don't think you'll grow out of it? Because, like, my son, you know, he's 12, and for a little while he did archery, and that was fun. We got the bows and arrows. That was super fun. And then he was in soccer, and then we did, like, lacrosse. You know, we try out a little bit of everything. Yeah, now he does airsoft.
Airsoft's fun.
Yeah, so, but it's all like phases. That's how I think a normal person goes through.
There's a good chance in the next 2 or 3 years he's not going to be doing airsoft.
No, huh?
He'll move on to something else.
I'm just seeing him maybe...
Something else.
Yeah.
I quit for a while when I went back to college, but that was mostly because of the people that were in paintball, not because I didn't want to play anymore.
What kind of people are in paintball?
Well, back then it was just a bunch of sketchy, just people that no one wanted to deal with. They're trying to like rip you off and take your money and stuff. Yeah.
Because my son said, "Hey, Mom, I just want you to know something about airsoft people." And I said, "What's that, son?" He goes, "We're all outcasts." I was like, "That is the saddest story ever." And he goes, "Well, look at the people at the store, Mom. We're all like outcasts." I'm like, "You're not an outcast. You're popular."
Yeah. Wow. I mean, that's paintballs are just a bunch of nerds now.
That's what he said about the airsoft kids. They're all nerds. Yeah,
you're proud of it, aren't you?
Yeah. I love playing
there. All right, cool, man. Cool, man. $1,200 in the hole from the weekend trip. You did crap. What would you place?
We placed 13th out of 65 teams, and then we finished 10th out of 110.
A hell of a lot better than Snyder did.
On season?
Yeah. There was 110 teams that played in the season, and we finished 10th.
Not bad.
All right, well, keep it up there, pal.
Thank you. And I want to say thanks to everyone that listened and watched the videos on Facebook.
If you're 10th, you're still last.
Pretty much.
You're still definitely a
winner. If you don't win, you're a loser.
Yeah. Second place is really just the first loser.
No, if you don't win, you lose.
Yeah.
Right. That's just the way it is.
Oh, well.
All right. Better luck next time, Dale.
Thanks.
All right.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.